Steve, have you ever hit them better than the other night up at Coffs Harbour in the 2020 game?
I'm not sure. The other night was nice, obviously, to contribute to the team, I think, locking ourselves in the top two now. So, it was nice to play on it. It was a beautiful wicket, quite short square of the wicket. So I think it was similar to Adelaide Oval. So, it was nice to get a few out of the middle, hit a few over the rope, and post the first 100 for the Sixers. Pretty special, I guess, being involved with the club since day one. Hard to believe no one's got 100 in the last 12 years, but nice to get the first one.
Obviously, at the end of the World Cup with Australia, you sort of added the team there for a while. Was it nice to sort of show that you can, there's still plenty left for you in this format, and that indication that
I'm not sure. I'm not reading too much into it. I'm just going out and playing and doing my best. And I guess we'll wait and see what the future holds. I think there's not a while until another T20 international anyway. So I'm pretty chilled, just playing and enjoying myself. And it was nice to score a few the other night.
Do you feel opening the batting's your best spot in T20 cricket?
I mean, I like it up top. I think who wouldn't want to open in T20 cricket? It's a chance to just play the ball as you see it early on, get yourself in, and then once the fielders go out, you're in and ready to play your shot. So it's certainly a place I've enjoyed. I did it a couple of times in the IPL and did okay, and then since I've been back here, Moses asked me where I wanted to bat and I said wherever, but I'm pretty keen to get up top. So it's been good fun, and hopefully can have some more success tomorrow night.
How do you think you and David Warner would complement each other opening the batting if that ever happens for Australia?
I'm sure it'd be fine. We batted lots together, so we know each other's games well. But I'm not reading too much into it. I'm just playing, and we'll see where it all stands.
Do you think it's a conversation you eventually have with Ronnie, that like when Aaron Finch does retire from T20 cricket, that it's like you've got to try him?
I don't know. I really haven't thought that far ahead. But I'm enjoying it at the moment, batting up top. It's been good fun, so we'll wait and see.
Sydney Smash tomorrow night, so you're coming up against Davey. We're trying to work out, I also called Thunder to ask, but they didn't know. Have you played against Davey in a BBL match before?
Yeah, it must have been, I think we played out here. I think we beat them, must have been 10 years ago, maybe even longer. Brett Lee was playing, I remember. Can't remember who else we had. I think Usman was playing for the Thunder at that stage. So it was a long time ago, but it should be good fun tomorrow night. I'm hearing some good ticket sales, so it should be a good vibe out here, and looking forward to it.
Have you two had any banter leading up to this? Have you talked to him since you got your century the other night?
Nah, so I'm sure I'll see him floating around today. It should be good fun. It's not about me or him, it's about the two franchises coming up against one another, and there's always been that cross-town rivalry, so it should be a good night.
What's it feel like to be back playing BBL? Like, is it a lot more relaxed? Is it the most fun you're having out there for a while, or what's it like?
Yeah, it's good fun. I mean, I've always had fun playing in the Big Bash with the Sixers. It's a tremendous franchise to be involved with. I've been here since day one, so there's great people around. It's a great vibe, and I've really enjoyed it. It's been good fun.
And the compression bandage, good?
Yeah, I've hit myself in the leg about three times in the last week, inside edges, trying to smack it. Twice in the nets, and then once the other night, I think, off Wes Agar, potentially. So it was a bit sore. There's a nice little bruise under there, well, big bruise under there, but I'll live.
Steve, it's a big year for you. You've confirmed a deal with Sussex overnight to go play a few games over there. What was your thinking around doing that pre-Ashes?
Just to play some cricket, really. I'm obviously looking forward to the next 6 months. India and then the Ashes are the two biggest hurdles as an Australian cricketer. So, to have a little bit of a break after the Indian series and then get some games in for Sussex should be good fun. I was in contact with Paul Farbrace last night, head of cricket at Sussex, and they're excited to have me over for a couple of games. Hopefully I can, spend some time with some of their young batters and not teach them, but mentor them and share my experiences with them. Should be good fun. So, and then obviously the Ashes. So yeah, it should be good, and I'm looking forward to it.
Can you understand the debate over there as to sort of why English cricket shouldn't be helping you out, a bloke who carved them up 4 years ago to give him an extra hit on English soil before the big series?
Not really. I've played a lot over there. I don't think it's going to change too much. I'm just going to play some cricket and have some fun. So, I don't think it makes a real difference.
How much of a benefit is it they're playing red ball cricket leading into that series as opposed to a lot of us who play white ball cricket in the IPL?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, last time we were there, we came off the back of the World Cup there. And then we did pretty well in the red ball stuff. So I don't think it makes a huge difference. It's kind of part and parcel of cricket these days and the scheduling. You just play what's in front of you. Might take a training session or two to get back in the groove. But I think that's part of being a professional these days, about, particularly as a batter, just knowing your gears that you can go up and down and working on that stuff in the nets and finding rhythm. So that's how it works.
What about India? You don't have that warm-up game there. Go straight into the first test, and obviously you're training beforehand. Like, is that a concern for you that there's not a warm-up game in India, or is it better now, given, I guess, you know the standard of opposition you're going to face in the nets as opposed to what you might get in the tournament?
Yeah, I think, last time we went to India, I'm pretty sure we had a green top, so it's probably not the ideal preparation for that first test match we played on last time in Pune, so. For us, we know what we need to do to prepare. We've got some time there where we're going to be able to work on things that we want to work on in the nets, and I'm sure we'll have some centre wickets and stuff like that. I'm not entirely sure, but we'll get all the work we need in. The guys have been playing plenty of cricket, playing really well, so we're confident heading over there. It should be a great series.
Steve, you mentioned you've kind of played Big Bash for 12 years or something like that now, and I know you've only played a couple of games this tournament, but just the games you've played, but also what you've watched this summer. Like, how do you feel about this Big Bash season compared to maybe some of the ones we've had over the last few years?
It seems like it's going really well. I think the couple of years prior, obviously, was in the heart of COVID, and it was probably difficult in certain aspects, crowds and TVs and stuff. I'm not too sure, but this year it seems to be going really well. There's been good crowds out at all the games that I've played so far, or the two games I've played so far, and all the guys that I've spoken to in the shed, so it's been a really good atmosphere for the entire season, so everything sounds like it's going really well.
And do you have any thoughts on how the game can continue to get Australian players playing, like obviously you and Dave are in this time, but is there any solution to getting perhaps a couple of fast bowlers involved as well?
Ultimately, I think it just comes down to scheduling. It's pretty tough on quick bowlers in particular to just continue playing. They've probably made the right call to have a bit of a rest and get themselves right for what's coming up. But I think ultimately it'd be great to have everyone available to play. I think most franchise cricket around the world, I think, has their local players available for large chunks of their tournaments. So if we were able to do that, I think it would be really beneficial for the competition.
How's that for me?
I don't know. No idea.
Quick one on tomorrow night. Looking like we're getting close to a sellout. How nice will it be to see a packed house here at the SCG?
Yeah, no, tomorrow sounds really exciting. Plenty of tickets sold already, so if you haven't got them, get down here. It should be a great vibe. Saturday night here at the cricket ground. Crosstown rivals, should be good fun.
Beautiful.
Sorry. Thanks, Harry.